I can literally start immediately.
A wee mullet.
I can start immediately.
A wee mullet.
How you like that, dude?
A wee mullet.
We on, baby.
It's no days off, dude.
No, it's, dude, I said a kid yesterday. That's why my voice is so deep right now.
You
dude.
Had a kid yeah. yesterday.
Yeah.
Bro.
Yeah, dude. Let's fucking go. Let's fucking go.
Yesterday.
Yeah, man.
Insane.
It was the most ridiculous thing in the world. It's terrifying.
It's yeah.
Did I give you the whole saga?
You didn't tell me anything.
Jesus Christ, bro! It was emergency C-section. Well, excuse me. I lied. It wasn't emergency C-section. It's like on the spot and go.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was, you know, let's do it. We had like a plan going. All of a sudden, like between contractions, a heart rate would dip. So we were like, what the fuck? No one knew what was going on. So like, let's see what's happening. And then I ran home to like let my dogs out real quick. And then I had to let the dogs out, bro. Because we were chilling for like a day. We had been there for like a day.
Yeah.
So they're like, all right, we're cool. Go do your thing. Come back. We have plenty of time. And then like the lady came back. I don't know what, there was some kind of, the heart rate kept just kind of dipping. So the lady called me like, hey, this is the plan we have. We're going to move forward with the C-section. Turns out the umbilical cord was around her neck 3 times.
Oh, my God.
We had no idea. And if Brittany hadn't gone as early as she did, because Brittany just woke up one morning and was like, she had thought like her water broke and it didn't. So she was just kind of like, I think she was just anxious to get in there.
Yeah.
Thank God she did, because they were like, I don't know, there's some weird thing going on with her heart rate. That's why they kept us. Otherwise, they would have told us to go home. So since they kept us, they were able to monitor that whole time. Be like, something's, because wow. her vitals were all like perfect the whole entire time. So then since she was there, they were like, something's weird.
Yeah.
And they're like, we don't know what it is, because like she seems fine, but once they would do the stuff to like trigger the contractions, the heart rate would start to drop. And they were like, dude, we don't know what the fuck, this is weird. So then eventually that was just the drama leading into it, which is like terrifying enough.
It's very scary,
dude. You go into the fucking C-section room and it's like, first of all, they put you all, I was in scrubs. I'm McSteamy, dude. I'm full McSteam, dude. I have the boots on, the things. And then you're like, all right, we're going to bring her back. You got to wait 20 minutes.
They probably didn't know they were dealing with somebody who's basically a doctor.
Exactly.
You're like, guys, I'm more versed in like Eastern medicine, but I can handle this.
Yeah. Meaning I sat outside, almost cried. I was like,
you should have offered some CBD.
I should have been like,
guys,
how many milligrams of CBD
is anyone here microdosing? I need a doctor that's on mushrooms.
No, these are not doctors.
I need more of a fourth dimensional doctor right now.
No, I wanted a third dimensional.
You abandoned. I'll tell you what, when it comes down to it, you abandon those beliefs real quick.
I would have killed a lady with dreadlocks, dude. I would have killed a white lady with dreadlocks to have this thing go well.
Yeah, for sure.
Dude, I'm like, so I'm sitting there. Like, you come back in 20 minutes. So I'm like, I'm sitting in my fucking scrubs. I'm like, I'm such a fucking loser, dude. I'm just sitting there because I'm.
Why? Just because you're so nervous. In scrubs?
I'm just so nervous,
this is
dude.
A gay outfit.
Well, because I tried to like get into like, I came back and I was like, so I tried to have like doctor talk with these people. They're having like the team of people came in, started doing all this stuff. And the only question I was trying to ask, I was like, well, like, how, when you say you're going to schedule us to be next, how long is that? Because in my head, I'm like, maybe if you just like stop giving the oxytocin stuff, things will kind of correct and go back. So I was trying to basically ask a question like, do we have like 4 hours? And if so, can we just wait and see what happens? And the lady was just literally looked at me and she's like, I'm sorry, do you have to be somewhere? And I was like, what? And she's like, I don't, it seems like you're in a rush. I'm not in a fucking rush. I want to see. So I'm pissed off at doctors. Oh. I'm like, these motherfuckers, dude.
Oh.
Yeah, dude.
That's a rough one. I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, I was in there like, what the fuck? And then I asked Brittany. She's like, you just weren't asking direct questions. So like, they're like, they just take her away. And I'm sitting in scrubs like, God, I'm a fucking loser, damn, dude. I was so scared. I was going to cry. I was just sitting there just like, so. And then I'm like, I need to go back there. So I was like, fuck. So then finally they come out like, all right, come back. And I'm like, dude, I go back. There's just a team of like 7 bays of just like 7 like tall doctor bays. It's all women in this OR thing, obviously. So they're just like female surgeons who are just sitting there just chatting about like this week. They're like, yeah, I tried this wine. And you're like, you walk in just like, and you go on the other side of the curtain, your bae is just fucking crucified, dude. And you just sit back there and just look at her like, you're cool, you're fine. And dude, out of nowhere, they keep being like, yeah, you're good. You don't know what's going on. And all of a sudden they just go, here she is. And dude, you just see a human being pop out on the other side of like the partition. I literally was like, yeah, like I was startled. And then I was like, fuck. And then you had to go over there. I cut the cord, did all that stuff.
I saw the video of you cutting the cord, which is it was gross.
It was awesome. That was tight. That was pretty cool. But dude, then
I heard you were like, ew, like while you were cutting it. It's so funny.
Yeah, the one lady, I was like, well, watch your finger. I don't want to cut your finger. Yeah, dude, and nobody's fucking around at all.
Yeah.
The one lady actually was fucking around.
Watch your finger. Then while you're cutting, you're like, ew. It's like hilarious.
But yeah, that was, and dude, I'm like describing that with words. It was the most insane thing. It was like the most surreal shit in the world.
Of course.
It was weird. And it's funny. It's funny too, because like whenever people are like, "Oh man, yeah, having it's just the best," and it's like that's the only way you can describe it, because there's like, it has to be the best. You can't be like, "Man,
well, cool. That was a traumatic, wild cool. experience."
It's fucking crazy, because I would go in and visit people who had kids and be like, "What's up, guys? Hey, what's going on?" Just like kind of shoot the shit with them, not realizing they just like all almost died.
holy fuck, man!
Yeah, it was. I woke up this morning and was still same thing, the worst ever of waking up being like that second of being like, what's going on? Oh, fuck. Wow. It's crazy.
Well, they all almost, just the mom and the kid. The dad's chilling.
I could have died.
You were fine.
I could have died.
That's like the end of A Farewell to Arms.
I never saw that.
Hemingway's book, the mother and daughter die giving birth.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
the guy just leaves the hospital and goes back to the hotel. it's so funny.
That goes through your head.
All right, well, see you guys. He just goes home.
I guess I'll try again.
Yeah, just go back to my life.
Yeah, dude, that went through my head. I'm like, I wonder what would happen. Because I left to get, I knew it was
That's fucking nuts.
There's shit going on. So I'm like, I would just be devastated. That would be total fucking, whatever that movie is, the guy talks to a volleyball. I was like, I was in my head being like, I would just totally give up in life.
You'd have to go home and strangle the dogs.
Yeah, I'd have to take us all out. I literally was on the way home, like, I could see why people, like, I watched The Pharmacist, and he was like, I really thought about, like, going home and killing my whole family, like, having my whole family commit suicide. And I was, like, driving home being like, I can see that.
Yeah, you got to get rid
just
of it.
Just being like, you know what? Fuck this.
It's a clean slate. Let's start over. Everybody, the whole group failed. We're done.
Yeah, man. It's fucking...
Fuck, dude.
That's levels of darkness that it's just like, holy fuck. But so yeah, it was cool. Everything, and then they came out, and like, that was the whole reason for everything. The umbilical cord is wrapped around my neck too, so I was like, that's swag.
Oh, sick.
She just dripped out, dude. Had chains on, dude.
Yeah, bro, that's wild. It was crazy, dude, it was
the most insane thing.
She's all right, didn't fuck up like oxygen or
chilling,
anything,
man. Yeah, she's chilling. Nice, she's chilling. So
fuck,
dude,
I can't believe it. This is the crazy thing to me, is take no days off, dude.
Next day, bro, I'm back.
Next day, you're on the cast.
I'm on the cast. Well,
dude, your kid's not even a day old, dude. You're casting.
I'm casting, bro.
How can we not talk about family, dude?
Exactly.
The dogs were in the operating room. The dogs were
wondering
what
was. They all had scrubs on. We all had. Everybody. Chat Nation had scrubs on, dude. They didn't give me pants, though. They're like, yeah, we don't have pants for you.
What were you wearing? Like cargo pants?
Luckily, I was wearing blue sweatpants. So I was like, oh, I got my pants on, dude. Three tall, fucking probably college tennis player, doctor ladies just looking at me, being like, okay, so we'll be back there. And I was like, it's about to cry behind a surgical mask, like
that's very stressful, man.
Dude, it was terrifying.
Fuck.
It was absolutely terrifying, but it was fun once because Brittany was still out when like the baby first like got stabilized, and I just got to hold her and play with her for like an hour. That was pretty tight. That was pretty fun.
So she got to wake up to nice. That's sweet.
To just a dude in a surgical mask being like, hey,
look at this.
Check this out.
Look at this fucking kid. Damn.
Yeah, that was fucking nuts, man. So, yeah, and I'm still, like, no sleep, bro. I would stay up all night, play 1914, crush people.
Man. I see what's going on. I mean, the real loser in all this has been Sweden.
Pretty much. Dude.
Sweden's going to get fucking killed for this. That lady was like, oh, do you have somewhere to be? You're like... Okay. Like, I'm gonna sit down in the office and be like, fucking Sweden thinks it's, I'm an idiot too. I'm gonna invade Russia for this.
Yeah, it was pretty funny, man. I mean, it was definitely nuts, but.
Were there a lot of fights? How were the no fights?
No, we were pretty good. I knew going into the C-section.
It has to be fights. I mean, that's wild.
I mean, dude, no, they don't. People don't want a C-section. And again, the doctor asked me, I'm like, man, whatever. Fucking that way, that whatever.
Yeah, I wonder what that's about.
I think some women take it as a failure.
I think
they say like there's.
I was my mom's third, so.
Third sex?
Kid. So okay. I was their first C-section, so I think she didn't give a fuck. I think by the second one, people are like, it doesn't matter.
It literally doesn't,
just
dude.
Get this thing out.
Well, because there's like, you know, there's more cheering and stuff. Like, oh my God, you're doing great. The C-section, you're just like, it's cold, bro. You're on this table, you're freezing, you're shivering, and you're just like, you don't get to see yourself. They don't let you look at yourself. So yeah, you're just
probably because it'd be fucking horrific.
You'd pass the fuck out. I couldn't look. At one point, I peeked over the curtain a tiny bit, and I was just like, chill, bro. And I just sat back down.
What'd you see? Did you look?
It was kind of like the cut was below where the belly was, so I didn't get to see, but I got to see the fucking shit, like the towels and shit on the way out, and was like, damn. Dude, that's the one thing, man. When your bae has a kid, it's like fucking the 2 days of like, dude, you watch them get like an epidural. That's terrifying. They put a catheter into your spine. I was telling you about the dude.
I still don't understand what it is or how it works.
It's like a fuck. I don't understand it either, dude. I thought it was just a big needle they hit in your back, but it's like they run like a little wire. Literally, the dude came down, Pittsburgh Steelers fucking skull cap, looks like Scrappy Doo. He's just like a jacked fucking wee man, dude. he was like a jacked wee.
Yeah, he's and a manly.
Dude, he was
he's
like
a Steelers manly.
He was on another. He had like, I have a long torso as well. This dude had a long torso. Dude,
I don't think I've ever seen a Steelers fan not in scrubs. Dude, if you go to Pittsburgh, it's a guaranteed Heinz Ward jersey with like Zubaz scrubs. Is every Steelers fan a nurse?
I think so.
Dude, I think every dude, it's insane.
Yeah, dude, it was a jacked manlet. It just comes in at 4 a.m, just being like, first kid, awesome, man. He's like, yeah, I'm gonna, and then like they like fish this weird wire into your spinal cord and then run.
How?
I don't know if I can
look.
From
your back or from our?
Your back, from your back.
She was laying on her stomach?
You're on your side, and they just, they fucking, again, block you off. They don't want you to see this. And they just, they put lidocaine, numb your back out, and then just like run a fucking fishing line thing into your, I didn't get it at all. And then that connects to like a drip. And then they drip, and then your whole half your body goes numb. And then you get like itchy and shit. It's fucking, dude, they get fucked up, dude. You just watch your bae just get like just mauled for 2 days, and you're just like, this is horrendous. And they do, the weirdest thing is they just soldier up. They just totally soldier up, and you're like,
I'd be complaining the whole time, dude.
Like, dude, we're fighting about it. I left the rug down. Like, I didn't put the bathroom rug back on the tub. And I'm like, so that fucks you up. But I just watched you get fucking fatalitied. And you're just, like, totally soldiered up.
Yeah, yeah,
being like, where's my kid? Breastfeed. And it's like, okay. That's weird. But, dude, yeah, you're just in total. You're in forever debt.
The forever debt's hilarious. You're like, you have no idea what your mom went through. And then you get, like, old enough to be like, shut the fuck up, mom.
Yeah, dude.
I didn't save the game yet. I can't restart it now, you bitch.
You can't do the dishes?
Yeah.
Like, Jesus Christ. I did the dishes 2 weeks ago. Yeah, dude, it's like skydiving with a parachute that's, like, going to work nowadays. Like, I don't know. It's scary as fuck, dude. It's terrifying.
Yeah.
My friend, actually it was Spud. Spud's boy, his wife got a C-section, and when they cut into her, he said the blood hit the ceiling. It's so fucked, dude.
What?
It's crazy. Ours was cool. Ours went as smooth as they could possibly go.
Yeah.
But, yeah, man. Dude, that's D-Day for the bays, dude.
That's gross.
You can't look at them the same ever. You just look at them.
The bays have to have that happen, too. That sucks.
Oh, yeah. I mean... Yeah, I mean, that's the weirdest part of
it. It's an impending, torturous day that's just going to happen in your life.
And it's, like, supposed to be the best thing. That's the weird part is, this is the whole, it's kind of the whole kit and caboodle. Because it's like, you know, you get a job, so you can eventually get a bae, you get a bae, so you can, you know, obviously get pussy. But it's like, the idea is, behind all of that, to have a kid, eventually, if you want one.
I mean, the whole point of life is to have a kid.
And it's weird. It's weirdly satisfying, where it's kind of like... It's, I don't know, it's very bizarre.
What do you mean? Try to explain.
It's like people are like, everything's going to change. And I kept being like, yeah, okay, whatever. I mean, I was like, obviously it will.
Yeah.
But I was like, Matt,
I think rumpus time is over. Dude.
Oh, no. Rumpus time has to be better organized.
That might have just been the end of the beginning of rumpus time.
That's what I'm saying, dude.
Now rumpus time has just begun. Dude.
Now I can fully rumpus.
Now you can absolutely rumpus into the darkest realms of the universe.
Exactly.
Now that you've accomplished all your earthly goals.
That's what I'm saying.
Yes.
Fully rumpus
now
out.
Now fifth dimension.
Well, obviously. The weirdest part, it's weird because it feels like... I felt like kind of grounded in what I was doing, and then you have like as soon as you have a kid, you're like, oh, dude, I was just I was floating around.
Yeah,
you're free agent status, and you have a kid, you're fucking mommy dolphins, dude. You're on a squad now. You're like, oh fuck, I have to do X, Y, and Z. It's weird. It sounds so dumb.
No, it makes perfect sense.
But yeah, dude, it's like Like, literally, I woke up this morning, it was just like, what the fuck? And you just kind of snap to it, and you're like, what the fuck is going on?
Got to do the podcast.
Got to get home, do the cat. It's so funny explaining it to her, dude, like, your family. I'm like, they're all, her mom came, like, you know, go do what you got to do. I'm here. But I was like, Britt, I have to do the podcast. She's podcast like, is important. You're not going to school. You took off school, and you took off your internship. And I was just like, yeah, dude, the cast. Yeah. I have to do the cast.
The cast is.
That's the mother business, dude. Has to be done. And yeah, it's just so funny pleading with your bae and like who like just got like crushed.
To be Shane like, probably has cool stories and we gotta tell them. I think Louie texted him.
But yeah, it's so funny having to explain to her. But like, you don't understand. It's very important that
the Patreon is doing pretty well.
There's a series of dollar donations that if I could lose at any minute and this kid will be fucked.
Yeah, man.
Dude, it was nice. It was awesome, dude. It's still tight.
Fucking wild.
I'm on literally like, dude, I'm only 3 hours sleep in 2 days. I'm just on pure, just pushing, dude. I don't eat. That's the cool thing, too, because I'm listening to that book about Sudan. So I've been channeling the fucking...
The
Danka. Yeah, the Danka.
Nice.
It's split. There's Muslims. They have problems with fucking Muslims, bro. I didn't know.
Now it's a split country.
Yeah.
Now it's South Sudan.
England could have prevented the whole fucking thing. England got in there and... kept the Muzz at bay.
Really?
They were like, look, nah, we're going to put Christianity down here. We're going to show you guys some cool shit. And then the Muslims were like, nah, you don't get, we'll just stay one thing. You don't got to split us. And England's like, sure, bro. I'm pretty sure we should split you guys up. You guys kind of hate each other.
Yeah.
And they're like, nah. And then England was like, all right. And they left one. They did like World War or whatever. And then, dude, the Muzzes came down, dude.
The Muzzes brought thunder.
Well, wasn't it? It was the... the Muslims were all thunder, but it wasn't even just the Muslims. It was, the leader of Sudan used the Muslims to be like, I think he's Muzz, but he hired like the Arabians to be like, yo, you want that? Because there's just an oasis down there of just cattle grazing land. And they're like, they don't like the SPLA, the rebels. So they're like, yo, go down there and just do whatever the fuck you want. You can keep the land. I just need to crush those rebels. Dude, you're talking like, so these dudes were like, in the beginning of the book, it's so fucking funny. Because they're talking about a bicycle, and they're like, I had never seen such a shiny bike. And they're like, there's like a whole town being like,
yeah,
do you keep the plastic on or do you take it off? And they're like, the guy who's like the town leader is like, it would be very diligent to keep it on for protection. And dude, and like, it's them just like talking.
Town
like,
elders love keeping the plastic on, dude. Every geezer loves, like, if they have a cell phone, the plastic's still on the cover.
Dude, that's universal.
Geezers love the plastic.
It's like he was a very wise man.
Yeah.
And he has, dude, and it's so, so they're talking about like seeing a mongoose for the first time and how they're just blown the fuck away.
Yeah.
And then one day, helicopters come out. They've never seen a helicopter before in their life. Helicopters come out of the sky.
I still get excited to see helicopters. Yeah. I see them every day. And if I'm driving and there's a helicopter, I'm staring at it.
Dude, they're in fucking huts. And one day a helicopter comes from over the sky and just starts murdering everybody you've ever known. The whole world around you, people were like, it's the apocalypse. And then Muslims on horses come in and just start, just they steal your sisters, tie them to your horse, and just murder everyone they see with AK-47s and burn everyone alive in their houses. And that was about the Lost Boys who just walk across the desert. Dude, it's...
Some of the Lost Boys made their way to the Mechanicsburg.
Dude, you were telling me that.
Yeah, we had some Lost Boys.
I have such a drive to interact with the Sudanese. They're Danka, bro.
Yeah.
Dude, it's a good... That's Manute Bol's Danka.
Yeah, they're all tall as fuck.
Dude, super tall.
Yeah.
Dude, Manute Bol's Danka.
Yeah, it's fucking sick. There's a Bol in the NBA right now.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you know Manute Bol diverts? He diverted a ton of his money towards South Sudan.
Oh, really?
Dude, he went back. Yeah, he was like taking them all in, like helping them like get here and give them speeches. Dude, it's so funny.
Yes.
Damn, Grandpa, you were fucking ripped. But yeah, dude. Are we going to support fucking Blue Chew?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I...
Did you get that email today?
No, I didn't see it.
We got some advertisers.
Really?
Yeah.
The deal got well?
It's a tough... I say yes right away, and then they send me like a read, and I'm like, no.
No, not doing it.
I'm back out. I'm not doing it.
Dude, I watched a documentary on the rise of younger people taking like... excuse me.
Jesus.
Excuse me, I just burped. I read about the rise of younger people taking like Viagra.
Yeah.
It was pretty... Actually, I think I was watching it.
Isn't it really bad for you? It's got to be bad for you.
Dude. So what can happen is, first of all, are you familiar with chemsex?
Chemsex?
Chem.
Chem sex. Yeah.
C-E-C-H-E-M. Yeah. Sex, dude. So that's what a lot of, cause I watched like the little mini documentary. Yeah. I'm fucking totally blown out right now.
Yeah.
So I'm researching, like, you know, I was like, what does happen when people take this shit? So a lot of it, they were saying, is just performance anxiety. So like, it doesn't have like serious consequences, but if you're taking it like psychologically,
yeah,
then it's like, your ED now is just contingent upon having this pill, yeah, or not, which is super fun. It's not even like placebo, because it definitely gets your dick hard as fuck. But if you do it too much, you can start, if you have boners for too long, the Mexicans are right. You only get a limited amount of boners. Mexicans. So you're I hate to say it, yeah, but God damn it, the Mexicans are right.
Yeah.
You got to have, so like, I think that science is, when you take that, you're using like 10 to 1, you're using 10 natural boners, I think. But like, well, it doesn't always happen.
It does rule, though. Imagine the power of 10
sure,
boners.
For sure. Dude,
I'm going to be honest with you. I took a Blue Chew this weekend.
I'm not hating on it.
First time I've taken one in probably like 8 months.
Dude.
Bro, it's wild.
Yeah. Think about the high is just being hard as fuck.
Have you had one?
No, ever? I'm scared.
Dude, I am going to give you a Blue Chew. Take half.
Ooh.
Just take half of one.
I'm scared of a fucking Priaprism, dude.
Just take half of one.
Are you familiar with the Priaprisms?
I'm familiar with rock hard dongs, dude.
I hear you.
You want the hardest dong you've ever had?
Yes, dude.
It's so sick.
I know.
Like, it, your dong is so hard.
But you can also not jerk off for like 7 days and get all fucking,
yeah, but then you have
rager
to not jerk off for 7 days.
True.
Dude.
And you can't do any kind, you can't
drink.
Or
you can take a Blue Chew and just be fucking,
I mean, woo, the idea of being able to get drunk, get all your gab game on, and then talk shit. Like, dude, if I could get hammered and go out and then take a Blue, it's, you're just like, at that point, you're a lethal weapon,
yes,
dude.
That's like a lethal weapon.
That's a lethal weapon of just having like a weird sexual encounter.
Yeah,
that
charisma,
you
confidence,
have,
followed by not being like, well, normally it works. It is hilarious to like talk all that shit and then have your dick not work.
That's it. That's
so funny.
That's such a good thing for your body.
Oh, I agree.
To be able to be rock hard and blacked out is terrifying.
It's a real problem.
It's,
you're gonna
terrifying,
fuck some weird,
dude,
things.
Like when people do a bunch of blow and their dick doesn't work, to be able to do, dude. So that's what chemsex is. And it's strictly in the gay community. Chemsex is when you take methamphetamine, GHB, and you just get, you, they have, it's weekend long drug orgies that just don't stop. So then you got to pop a bluey. So you pop some blueys, and obviously they'll do a little bit of coke and other stuff, but the main ingredients are GHB, methamphetamine, and like GBL, some other weird rave drug. And there's, it's going, it's an epidemic in like, well, people are, there's,
where'd
like,
you get this info?
From YouTube. So, all right, but I know there's articles about it where they're saying like, it's like the,
wait, gay dudes are taking drugs and having sex?
Chem sex, bro. Chem sex. But it, dude, it's,
you,
it's,
heard it here first.
Yo, but this is like literally the idea. There's not like just like doing poppers and stuff.
Sure.
This is like, we're going to get spun out on meth as hard as humanly possible. Keep our boners for 48 hours and just have like savage gay sex.
Damn.
Or like, dude, you clock out Monday, get dressed, and you're just hard till you go, or you clock out Friday. You're hard, just in like leather, just sucking dicks and just fucking, dude. Spun out on meth, dude. You're just hallucinating, like seeing the devil and just fucking dudes. It's gotta be nuts. So that.
I wish everyone could see the intensity Matt just said that with full eye contact with me. Just, it's gotta be nuts,
dude. I'm thinking of like a fucking lair. Of just fuck.
Why,
like,
do you imagine gay dudes are with the devil and in a lair?
Because it's called chemsex, dude.
It could be fun.
I'm sure.
It might be very nice and beautiful.
A week, dude. There's definitely chains. There's definitely leather. Stop kidding yourself.
Look, I'm part of the socialist revolution, dude. Gay sex layers are part of our thing.
I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just saying, dude, that's.
The homosexuals are having gay sex layers.
Well, it's killing
the devil.
It's like, dude, when you're spun out on meth and GHB. They're saying the fucking HIV rates are starting to go up again in Britain because, like, dude, you're spun out on meth and GHB. What the fuck won't you do? The condoms are off, bro. There's no bay settling this down, dude. This is like the full culmination.
This is rumpus time.
This is fully rumpus time, dude. This is the end of rumpus time.
This is how rumpus time finally ends, when you hit like
chemsex.
It's like, yeah, we've had like chem talks, chem chills.
Yeah.
What do you think we, you know? What if instead of mushrooms, we just toss in some meth?
And GHB, dude. We just get fully disinhibited from our bodies and then fully sped up. And then we pop Bluey. So we're just all hard as fuck. Just thinking of, like, however, I mean, it's, first of all, there's an infinite amount of dudes to get to, like, a chemsex party. It's as many dudes who do chemsex are going to show up to every chemsex party. So it's like, it'd be like if we, you and I had the capability to just, like, have orgies whenever. So it's like, you, these things are probably, like, 80 deep, dude. This is full Dancing Bear. This is just Dancing Bears, dude. There's no fucking, there's no fucking bays wooing in the background. This is when Dancing Bears take, they leave the fucking bachelorette party,
yeah,
pop off the bear helmet, meth up, GHB up, all weekend, dude. Hard as fuck, just in the loot. Dude, I was thinking about this, like, this is fucking nuts.
Yeah. So yeah, that, being on a meth binge and then having a rock hard dong for a week.
That's what they're saying McAfee was doing. McAfee was apparently experimenting with these, like, methamphetamine kind of sex-based things, like MPVD or whatever.
Is it McAfee?
Or McAfee, McAfee, whatever it is. I forget. The antivirus guy who went down to Belize and got chased out by the government. He was having chemsex, dude. They had to get him out of there. That's how much of a menace chemsex is, dude. He was having chemsex with, like, underage women.
A bunch of dudes will drive a Jeep up to your compound with the machine guns and be like, get the fuck out of here.
Well, he's probably just wandering into town just fucking taking people down.
Look, you take some Blue Chew, dude, you're going to experience the power.
I believe it, dude. Now, combine that with some meth. Meth and Blue Chew.
We got to get you half a Blue.
Yeah.
I'll get one from Lewis. And we'll
I can't. You're
going to thank...
Oh, I'm sure.
But you can't get your hold, like, you can't get a hold of them, because then you'll use them. I don't get a hold of them.
I got one,
and I held it for, like, 3 months.
Good for you.
And then Sunday was a good occasion.
The thing I watched, it was on Vice, actually. It was a support group for young men who, like, are addicted to taking, they, like, every time they have sex, they take them. And it was like, dude, it's so fucking funny. And the one guy was just like, they're in England. He's like, well, I actually got addicted to Blueys from chemsex. And no one asked him what it is. They're like, oh, okay, cool. And I Googled it. I'm like, what the fuck? It was pretty nuts, dude.
I like it.
I'm
supportive. Sorry you're not. Look, I'm very sex positive, man.
Me too, dude. But I'm also, if you look at any, like, action movie, that's a bad guy lair, dude. That's Blade. That's the vampires, dude. That's like some wild, scary
shit. We need a black
shit.
Conservative to come down and kill all the vampires. We're gonna have to train Sydney with swords.
Not
so he can kill all the vampires.
Not kill it is fucking just give him that shit that sucks the needle that sucks the blood out of the. Oh, dude. So if you take it too much, and you use too many boners up. There's like scar tissue that like kind of occurs in your boner. So what happens is you get peronies forever. It's worse than peronies, dude. You just get forever just limp bird. And what they have to do is they put a implant in your dick.
I've seen the implants.
Do you know how you get it hard?
Yeah, like a pump
in your ball sack.
Yeah.
So you just have to like quietly squeeze your nut sack, and then your dick gets hard. If I guess like I hover along like a floatable tube lasts for. You can't be out in the sun or it'll deflate.
Oh.
Your dick would deflate. Technically, your dick
LeMaire
would deflate.
Will sit on it and it'll pop.
Your dick would technically, like, you'd get, like, the tire light in the winter. You'd have to, pump your bird back up. It would become inflated in hot weather.
Yeah, we watched it on something, either Legion of Skanks or Bonfire. I watched it.
Yeah,
somebody getting that pump, and it's, like, it's crazy. Seeing somebody pump their fucking boner from underneath their sack.
Nutsack, dude.
Like a, ugh.
I think they give you like a third ball. You gotta choose
there's
wisely.
Like a thing.
You just fucking.
Yeah, true. You don't want to get the wrong pump.
Fuck, man, dude, that was. I was in the hospital just doing nothing but research, dude. It was chemsex. I was playing 1914. Cracked the code on Blueys. So if we do push Blue Chews, I'm gonna be like the British cigarette pack and be like,
okay. Poison.
You'll die.
You're going to die, but it's going to rule. And you're going to feel cool while you're doing it.
The Mexican Surgeon General says you only get an infinite amount of boners.
The general. He's exactly right, dude. But,
dude,
it's enough that I think I've said it on here. The first time I took Blue Chew, I was like, my dick's actually huge.
Yeah.
Like I was sitting there in a hotel mirror with a hard dong just being like, damn, I actually have a good dick.
That's what they said. It's like
that's the power of Blue Chew, dude.
They say your dick looks bigger than it ever has before.
It does.
That's addictive, bro. You're gonna give me that?
It's not addictive.
For this
you'll
old
be
dude,
all right.
Or this dong hawk, bro. I love checking. I love the specs on my dude. There's
when you wake up with like a good semi, like a thick bird from like a hot bed.
bro.
Seeing yourself in the mirror in the bathroom is nice. It's I live for it. To be like, that's a good, it's going to be a good day.
I mean, I don't want to, dude, I'm not making this up. Dad bird's a real phenomenon.
Really?
You're just around, like, so much physical stuff, and, like, yeah. you're constantly seeing your wife's boobs.
You got thick meat.
You're seeing boobs all the time. I mean, I'm bragging. I'm seeing breastfeeding. I'm seeing fucking, like, butts, and you're just seeing, you're around a naked woman the whole time.
Yeah.
So you start getting, like, fluffed. It's pretty
you
nice.
You got a thick hog.
I gotta be careful. I don't want to get scar tissue, because I've had a semi for 72 hours. I might have to pump my
boners
ball.
Boners during have to, a C-section.
I might have to pump my ball. Like, oh, not from that.
That's why they put the curtain up.
So you don't get hard?
Not because it's gross. It's just because it's too hot. Too many dudes have pre-jacked in the room. Oh, dude, before we go, this was fucking killing me. So on Sunday, I went to the Flyers-Rangers game.
Oh, yeah,
it's pretty fucking sick. That's but I went with Francis from Barstool, this guy named Francis.
Fuck yeah.
He got fired from Barstool.
What?
And he wrote an article about this chick. I never read the article, and he never really explained it. So I don't this is all, you know, hearsay. Sure. But I think there was a girl who got, like, kidnapped, but there was no, like, evidence of foul play, really.
Yeah.
It was just, like, she had a history of, like, sugar daddies or something like that. And he wrote an article that was, like, I think it's fucking rumpus time, dude. I think this girl's fine. I think she's having a rumpus. Oh. He said when he hit publish on that article, like, a half hour later, they were like, her charred remains have been found. Like, he just hit it. He got fucking fired from Barstool. Dude,
he had a hot take.
He was telling me this. Yeah, he dropped a hot take, and ended up the girl got fucking burned.
Oh my god!
I was like, holy shit, dude.
He slut shamed a burn victim.
He slut shamed a lady, and then she got set on fire. I was like, oh my god, dude. Yours is way worse than mine. Dude.
Is he applying anywhere else? That's a tight portfolio. Being like that. I had one piece that was a little bit controversial.
Missed the mark on one of them.
We should hire him. We should start a blog.
I thought
a website. Hire
Francis
start
is
a blog.
Doing well. He's doing well.
Good.
And he is funny. And it was genuinely a mistake.
That's like, so funny, bro.
You know, I think they're under pressure to write like fucking 10 articles a day.
You are.
And he was just like,
you're also under pressure to write shit that's controversial. At least.
And you're under pressure to write it first.
Yeah. Because
everybody's getting the same topics. And if somebody gets the topic first, it's theirs.
Yeah.
So he was like, all right, I'm going to follow this fucking case. I bet she's all right. I think she's fine.
He called slut a little too quickly.
He called slut.
Oh, no.
But just him telling me, he didn't even say it like laughing. I started laughing. But he was like, and then there was like an article that was like, her charred remains have been. I was like, holy shit, dude. Charred remains? But yeah, I don't know.
Who
if
burned
he's, her? I don't know. I didn't even ask.
Who done it?
Some black dude.
He fucking cooked her up.
Yeah, she was invited to the barbecue. She got invited to the cookout. That's no good, dude. That's a joke. That's terrible.
So you're saying, Michael said
that's terrible. I shouldn't have said that.
Michael said I didn't think it. So you're saying that at black I'm family saying? Reunions, that should be Get Out. That'd be a good Get Out part
too.
That'd
be a great reverse Get Out.
Oh, that would be the worst, dude. If Key and Peele did it, they're just like, see a fucking white lady, they're all cannibals. Some lady has like an FSU sweatshirt.
Slow down. This topic is fucked up, dude. I don't like it. You got a kid, dude.
Lady's getting cooked and munched.
Kids, yeah.
I know I got a kid. I'll never.
You got to cook a lady. Every once in a while, you got to cook a lady.
I mean, dude.
How much that guy must have loved Bay that he was like, I got to,
I'm cooking her.
Well, I'm going to burn her. I'm going to set fire to Bay, dude.
How do you think he did it?
I don't know. I think he killed her first and tried to hide her body. But. It is, dude. Sometimes love is so powerful, you end up chopping up bae.
That is like the apex of love, dude.
Yeah.
To burn your significant other.
That's how much you love. I love you so much. I didn't want anyone else to have you.
What happened? Where is he, just in jail now?
Probably, yeah.
You know, the journalist now has to visit him in jail and get the scoop. That would be the comeback of the century.
That would be the redemption for Francis.
And that guy will Hannibal Lecter him. I'll be like, so you've come to write about me.
Yeah, and then you got to find other guys that want to burn bae. He helps you locate the other bay burners, dude. Oh, man.
I might burn bay.
Probably did him a disservice there.
What?
Even bringing that up.
It's hilarious.
It is a funny story.
Man, needs another shot, dude.
Yeah,
he's doing fine anyway.
Yeah, he's totally fine. He has some good seats at the fucking Rangers
game. God damn it, that's so fucking funny.
Yeah.
I wrote for a website for a little bit, and the guy would be like, write something that pisses people. They like pressure you to fucking write shit that pisses people off. And I guess...
Well, that's what all these comedy articles are. They're all clickbait for like...
Yeah, for sure.
Me.
Yeah.
Just getting clicks out of me every day.
Well, anyone who's not like, yes, is the enemy.
Yeah.
So if you're not like, yeah, and do some, you know, just some, it's like, it's almost sucks. It's basically,
you know, like Lizzo dressing like a chocolate bar is everything.
Yeah. If you don't like that, then you're the enemy. Yeah. So, excuse me, but sorry.
Sorry.
You declared the enemy.
You are the enemy.
Damn, I can't believe that girl got fucking...
She got fucking roasted, bro.
Roasted and toasted, dude.
That's a bummer. That's a fucking wild... Like, imagine, Jesus Christ, like, your loved one being like, all right, I hope they're okay. Then some dickhead from Barstool writes an article calling her a slut. And you get a phone call. It's like, no, she's dead.
He should have asked for, like, the action. He should have challenged the remains.
True. He should have got, like, DNA tested.
He should be like, well, let's, like, get the statistics with, like, how accurate charred remains cases are. How many charred remains cases are there? I'm pretty sure if you're someone's missing and they find charred remains, they're like, yeah, it's got to be
them. That's got to be them.
Oh, fuck,
well,
man.
Well, you know? Yeah.
Dude, charred remains is the funniest. Fucking
charred remains is a tough headline. Charred remains.
In the charred remains article, they're like, local slut.
Slut dead, found charred.
Story was broken by a fucking barstool journalist. Hot on the trail of the slut.
Every barstool. Oh, man. That's good stuff.
Oh, dude. My God. It's so fucking funny.